Hey, pterodactyl crew. It's your boy, Sam. Probably the shittiest DM of all time, you know. You might be wondering, where can I get some really cool miniatures at a great price? Well, I'll tell you, you fucking goof. Head on down to Eldritch Foundry for some awesome custom minis. You want a guy with an axe? Boom, they got axes. You want some elf-looking dude with a wand? Bada boom, bada bing, they got the fucking wand. What can I say? You want some big-ass armor dude? They got that shit too, it's all there. I don't know why I was using that voice. Anyways, our promo code is BUCKET, just like for Only Crits, and this one gets you 15% off your whole order. Holy crap! Again, that's promo code BUCKET for 15% off your whole order. Hell yeah, man. Go check out Eldritch Foundry, man, and get yourself some minis. That's good shit. Again, that's promo code BUCKET for 15% off.
Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted by binary definitions of gender, welcome to the ad spot for Into the Grid. Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted by binary definitions of gender, welcome to the ad spot for Into the Grid, another actual play D&D podcast similar in goofs and tone to role-playing and role-playing. Come check us out if you want to follow along with the audio misadventures of the GRU. You can find us wherever major podcasts are sold, as well as not sold. This is for free. And provided, podcasts are provided for free. It's a service we do for you. You're welcome. You can also find us on Twitter at Into the Gridge. Gridge is spelled like fridge, but with a G. Now, without further ado, enjoy this episode of Role Playing and Role Playing.
Suddenly, there is a rumbling. And through the doors, you see a familiar figure sail through as Kegger, holding Blightfang and the Windblade, flies into the room, lands in a superhero landing, and his head kind of detaches for a second and comes up, revealing the face of Augur Silvergrass, who says,
"It's tea time, motherfuckers."
Your mask comes up, you say that dope ass line. Kalash is like, "You're alive?"
"Well, I'm sorry, did you think so little of me to think that I couldn't survive a fall off that thing? I used to jump off of that for fun."
"It's 150 feet.
"Yeah, and this is a Crustia. Get over it."
"Oh, that's fair. That is fair."
I stomp inside with the swords.
I would like to add that Dane promptly sees this, screams, and passes out.
Wait, Dane just passes out?
Just straight for about up? Like for about like 5 seconds, yes.
Okay, cool. Dane, I was like, wow. Dane is passed the fuck out. Yeah, so I guess everybody roll initiative.
Okay.
Yeah, that's everyone.
We're back.
Okay, who got, Vine Sean, you thief. Got 15?
Yes, I got a 15.
Okay, Michael.
I got a 13.
Oh, that's not bad. Andy.
21.
I should have expected nothing less.
20 win.
I'll kill you. Logan.
8.
Oof.
Ooh, high roller.
Yeah. And Alex, your dex mod is 0. It's not very
Didn't
good.
Change?
Yeah.
I got a 5.
Yeah, okay.
Hang on, this thing is a little slow.
Right now, can I refer to you as Cogger?
Sure.
Okay. Cogger. Yeah, makes so sense. Cogger is a 5. No, okay. Andy, you're up, unsurprisingly, first.
Yeah, we're keeping the health and spell slots where they were at by the time you finished fighting Ulfda. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, this is not good.
This is a bad look.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, my hit points are fine. I just have...
I mean, but this is after I blew a hole in a wall with my ass.
I should probably tell you guys what the situation is. So, I believe... Yeah, okay, that's what I said. You have 8 clerics and paladins who had let Dane down. They are now kind of blocking you guys from going any further. And you have 2 guards that were not flattened by these doors at the other end. So you have like 10 enemies in total. And they have yet to call reinforcements.
All right. How lined up are these 8 guys? I mean, we're just in a hallway, so they gotta be pretty boom, 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 right?
You know what? I'm not gonna mess with you guys. They are pretty fucking lined up. They're trying to form like some kind of phalanx. They were not expecting this. 1, to see the prisoners escape. 2, to see a giant cogger that has now appeared. So yeah, you know what? They're pretty fucking clumped up.
Great. I'm gonna go ahead and hit the first guy with my cool knife.
Cool knife.
If they could go ahead and give me a constitution saving throw, that'd be great.
Oof.
Oh, except I rolled really bad to hit, so never mind.
Never mind? Okay.
Well, it's an... No, that's a 7.
No.
It's a 9.
That ain't gonna do it.
So, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, really.
Skill checks, no problem.
Yeah, and infernal checks. Like, blowing the fucking wall up with a fart. God.
Yeah.
I'm still not over that.
I am gonna just disengage.
Yeah.
And back up my full movement.
Yeah, you do that. You're a ways back. They can't get a hit on you because you disengaged. I believe that is your turn.
Yes, that'll be my turn.
Okay,
I'm so ready to do cool shit, you guys.
Next turn. So next ready. Turn. You got the cool. You got the
hopefully
cool
they're stuff. Dumb enough to stay clumped up.
Dane, the bane of these guys' existence. What are you doing?
Okay, so let's start with... I'll just start with a guiding bolt.
Guiding bolt, on which feller?
So you said they're lined up in like a phalanx in front of us, correct?
Yeah, 8 of them are lined up, then 2 okay. of them are behind you.
Okay, I'll take out the ones behind, or take out one behind us first.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. I believe that's a roll to hit for Guiding Bolt.
Yeah. That is a, 18.
That will do it, yeah.
16?
Yeah. Holy shit, okay. Yeah, you hurt this guy real bad, and I believe he starts to glow with this energy that gives you advantage whenever you hit him. For the next time somebody hits them. So that's cool. What is your guiding bolt's it's a piss missile, is that correct?
Yeah.
Right. Oh god, okay. So just this piss missile flies out and hits this guy straight in the chest, and he's like, "Oh my god, heathen magics." And that I believe that's your turn, right?
Yeah.
Trevor Barnett. 1 Barnett.
Yeah,
the next
can you
Barnett.
Believe it?
Yeah, look at that.
Rolling a 13.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You see, if I had more than 5 hit points, I'd do the whole hitting thing, but not looking good. But maybe I should anyways. I do have a jar that I haven't used yet.
Oh, right.
It will come up, I swear. I have no spell slots. And it's a small room, so I shouldn't run away.
Do you have lay on hands? Because you can heal yourself.
I already used... How many points did I used 25 of my 30 points, so I guess I could heal 5, but, like, isn't that... That's kind of a waste of an action.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, you got 8 guys in front of you.
Well, I'm just gonna hit them. Fuck it.
Yeah.
If I die, I die. I'll just come. I'm just kidding.
Come back for the second time.
Okay, does a 17 hit?
Which one? Are you taking a cleric or a paladin?
Like, cause there's paladin.
Paladin, it does not.
Alright, well, I'm gonna add one to my... I'm gonna use my morphing all the way up until it gets to where it needs to be.
Okay, how far would that that's, be? 19? That's cheating. Well, you gotta say a number and I will tell you.
I am... Wait, but I can only tell you a number once.
Yes. I mean, that's the kind of gamble with this weapon.
So if it's a paladin, and I just rolled a 17 and it didn't hit. And last time we were playing, I heard that 19 was whatever that Augur had against... And then you do the math, and I'm going to do 2, so up to 19.
That does indeed hit.
Okay. Well, 2d6. Great weapon fighting. I re-rolled a 2 and got a 1.
Oh, so. Yikes. That's the worst.
So that's going to be... 10, and then extra attack, so... Ooh, 10 plus 15, so 25.
Oh, fuck yeah, that hits.
Good, that's the goal.
That is the goal, yes. We'd like to hit things in this game.
I end my turn.
What was your damage? What was your damage, my guy?
25 damage.
Oh, that was your damage? Holy shit, I thought that was to hit. What did you roll to hit?
19, right?
Twice?
You said 19 hit, right? Oh, did I even tell you the second
hit?
No,
what was the second
hit was above... I rolled an 18, so plus 5 would be
23. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, 25 damage, holy shit. Yeah, you... How do you just grease this guy right in front of you?
A paladin? I greased a paladin?
You greased a paladin, my guy.
Nice. How do I describe this? I hit him. Let's move on.
Okay, yeah, you hit him. Great job, Mike, great job.
Thanks, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Love you, son. Yeah, you splatter this guy under the ground. He was not ready for it.
And I have an armor class of 15.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And 5 hit points.
Yay.
It's like when you hit someone with a gravity hammer in Halo.
Yeah, exactly.
Just fucking straight into the ground.
Griff ball or whatever. Man, good game mode. Fucking hell, they rolled so bad. Woggles, you're actually up.
Aha. So, alright. Basically... I can't do shit. I got no key points. I also have a conundrum.
No, you got... you used them all for the digging. That's right.
Yes, yes. I also have a conundrum. Because my character sheet says I have 0 hit points.
You have full health.
I don't know.
You have full health.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You're good.
All right, that's good to know. That's good to know. So there's... I'm in a hallway and there are 8 guys in front of me. 7 now, actually.
7, yeah. One of them got absolutely destroyed.
Alright, there's not much I can do, so I think I'm just gonna walk up to the first guy, hit him with my quarterstaff, and then walk back. You know, seems like a pretty nice plan.
I mean, you have 3 attacks.
Oh, yeah, well, hit him 3 times. Yeah, I totally didn't forget about that part.
Yeah, go for it, go for it.
Okay, walk up to the first guy. Woo! That's gonna be not enough. 16.
A cleric or a paladin?
The first guy.
16 does hit this cleric. Yes.
Haha. Alright, now damage, it's a d8. Gotta make sure I click the right one. Click. I always say click instead of like grab or something. I'm gonna grab the right one. Roll it. That's a 2 plus 5 is 7.
Alright, that's your first attack.
So 7 damage on this guy. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to extra attack the quarterstaff on him. That's not going to hit. It's going to be a 10.
Yeah, that's not going to do it.
And then I'm going to do an unarmed strike on him.
Yeah.
That's not going to hit either. That's a 14.
That's not going to hit either. Yeah.
Alright, well, I did... 7 damage.
7 damage. Yeah, that ain't.
I did 7 damage, and then I back up behind a kegger.
You're gonna take opportunity. You're gonna take Cogger, but you're gonna take opportunity attacks if you leave, because you can't disengage as a bonus action.
Yeah.
because you're not a rogue and you have no key points.
I also already.
And you already used your bonus action. Yeah, you're kind of stuck there. Like, you can move.
Reasons this doesn't work. Man, I haven't played D&D in so long. I did not think about this.
You can move, but you're gonna take a couple attacks.
How many?
Three.
Nope. I'm gonna stay right where I am and look mean and feisty.
Yeah.
Rawr.
So it is all of their turns. Speaking of which, three are gonna attack Woggles, because you're right there.
I should have just moved.
A couple are gonna go for Trevor. And the rest are all targeting Cogger. Because Cogger looks terrifying.
Sam, remember to... I have my sentinel reaction, so if anyone's nearby...
Oh yeah, you could do that. What the f...
And aura of protection.
This game is both stupid and poopy.
I love that for you.
Yeah. Not over a 7. What the fuck, guys? What?
We have plot armor, bro.
You shouldn't.
No, that's just me.
You shouldn't. Yeah, just Augur has plot armor. But you shouldn't. I've tried to kill you on multiple occasions. This is dumb. I'm gonna refresh the website I'm rolling on right now because it's being a dummy, stupid website. None of
the
you are
website
hit.
Equivalent
fuck
of
me,
getting
I guess. None of you are hit at all.
Is that an invitation?
To do what?
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Oh,
yeah.
Please, yes. By all means. Oh, right. It is Kalesh's turn. Because Cogger just has to wait a little longer to just go crazy. So Kalesh is going to use Healing Word on our boy Trevor.
That's me.
That's you? You're right. Congrats.
Yay,
you did it.
Yay, that's me.
You did it. Yay. So you get a solid 9 health points back. Yay. Wow, that's almost, you've almost tripled your current health points. Amazing.
Amazing.
And then Kalesh is going to bonus action inspire Cogger by saying, holy shit. And Cogger, now you're up.
Let's Holy go. Shit. So there's just a bunch of guys in front of me?
How many attacks do you get at level 20? Isn't it like 4?
Yep, 4, and I'm dual wielding, so I have 5 total.
Christ, yeah, okay. Okay.
So if I'm attacking using Kagger's strength...
That's a plus 8, and then proficiency is 6.
Oh, okay. So that's 14. The Windblade is a plus 3 weapon, and Brian is a plus 2.
Oh my god.
So I'm going to make the 4 normal attacks with the Windblade, not doing any of the special stuff on it. Actually, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to roll a d6 to see if the air step feature works, in which case it does. And just for intimidation's sake, I'm going to teleport behind someone.
Nothing personal.
Nothing personal.
Just someone.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to start hacking away on them, and just like, I'll just do these one at a time so that when someone's dead, I can move on.
That's fair. That's fair. Very fair.
So that's 14 normally plus 3, so plus 17 to hit. That's a 9 plus 17.
Yeah.
Assuming hits.
Just tell me if you roll a natural 1, okay?
Okay.
Like, I mean, seriously.
And then 3 plus 8, 11, plus another 3 is 14 points of damage.
Do you want to do that to the guy that's already injured?
Sure.
Yeah, that's gonna kill him.
No way.
Just teleport behind him, go, Omayuramo
Shinde. Nani?
And I would just like to brutally, but also quick and mercifully, just cut him in half.
Oh my god, yeah,
my goal is to make his friends quit.
Oh yeah, it is truly terrifying as they watch a massive robot mech thing teleport behind someone and just slice them in half. That's a little spooky. We're down to 6 guys total.
At the present moment, which one of our group am I closest to?
Woggles.
I'm gonna go take off some of the guys on Woggles, because I know he can move fast and just move on, and I don't want him to take any more hits.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna move on to one of the guys there. I don't think, have any of them taken damage yet?
Not the other two.
Okay, well, that hits. Oh, that's the wrong die. So it's 6 plus 11, 17 points of damage.
My god.
Third attack. Natural 20.
Oh.
5 plus 8, 13 plus 11 is 24.
Yeah, how'd you get this, this next guy?
For this one, I want it to be... The other one was gory for the sake of being gory, but Ogar really doesn't like fighting like that. He prefers fighting in, like, quick slashes to vital areas, so it's just gonna be, like, a couple of slashes to the neck to make him bleed out, and that's about it.
Okay. Yeah, very efficient.
Moving on, I have one more Windblade attack left, I believe. Mm-hmm. Natural 19... 14 points of damage.
Okay.
And then I have my Brian attack as my bonus action.
Yeah, do it.
Right. I'm going to double check that air step's not a bonus. Oh, air step is a bonus action. Oh,
gee.
So I'm not going to do that.
That sucks.
Well, I did it. You know what? I spent it for to be dramatic. And you know what? That's the most important thing
here.
It's
all about the aesthetic. Yeah, go ahead. You can make an intimidation check if you'd like.
Sure. That's a natural 20.
Oh my god. Is that a 34?
If you're using strength, it would be a 34.
So...
I mean, even with charisma, it would still be... Even if this was just Ogar's stats, it would be a 26.
Oh my god. So, yeah, what do you... You teleport behind this guy. Literally just cut him in half laterally. Then you just dice this other guy, stab this third guy. What do you say? Like, what the fuck do you do to make these guys intimidated?
If you do not leave, you will die. Not an if, not an option. Go, or, and I gesture to the person who was cut in half.
Yeah, they all try to run away. You guys can all make attacks of opportunity if you would like.
No. Ogar wouldn't.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm good with just letting them live.
Yeah, they start to run back up the stairs to let the Pontifex know what the fuck just happened. But yeah, you guys have an exit. You guys can leave if you'd like.
No, I think we should stay and have tea.
Yeah, Ogar did say it's tea time, so it was tea time. So yeah, you guys gallivant away, I'm assuming. You sprint out of there as fast as you can.
Well, do High we want vocab. To?
Oh.
While Ogar is super juiced up, just go after the Pontifex? I mean...
Oh,
Ogar's never going to be this juiced up again.
I will point out that I can do... because Ulfda didn't use it in our fight, there is an ability I can do that would do an absolutely insane amount of damage with 4 attacks per round. That is what I will say out of character. And Ogar's just like, yeah, I'm pretty confident I can just kill anyone right now.
Jesus Christ.
The question is, do we want to escape and just leave Acrustia to its own devices, or do we want to fix Acrustia and kill the Pontifex?
She did. No, out of character.
I think the question
she literally
is...
did admit to being an aspect of Glaucon.
Wait, she did?
Yes!
Yeah, 100%.
100%, yeah. No, she's evil. Very evil.
When did that happen?
Oh, she... That's session... that's part 3. That's part 3.
Session?
I don't think you've actually heard that yet, because it's not out.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, she...
Do you guys mention that?
Oh, she goes on a little bit of a monologue, talking about how the Dark Angel Glaucon gave her this power, and she's going to use it to... bring the light of Lathander to shit. You know what I'm talking. You know what
okay,
I'm saying.
Does Ogar? Neither Ogar nor Alex knew this, so Ogar's like, well, you know, we probably should, you know, take care of her. I mean, like, she seems bad. I don't trust theocracies generally, so we should probably do something about that. I don't know. What do you guys do sense? What do you feel
She's
about
an
it?
Aspect of Glaucon, so there's that.
I feel like this relies a lot on how confident you are, Ogar.
Ogar's already walking up the stairs.
So, Augur, you begin just leaping up these fucking stairs, like probably two or three at a time. And yeah, do you guys follow your now fearless leader up the stairs?
Yep.
I mean, what else are we gonna do?
I don't know. I guess you
are
then perish.
Yeah, the way I see it, we have two options. Either do a short rest or just go up right now. If we do a short rest, it'll give them time to regain their position, and honestly, they might come down and attack us during it anyway.
Yeah, but this is Alex speaking.
Kegger would
Ogar
die.
Is already halfway up the
and
stairs.
And Kegger would die.
Yeah. Yeah, we need
Which is
Kegger.
Also Ogar's logic of, I need to do this as fast as I can.
Okay. I think the earlier plan of just everyone else's goal to survive and your goal to thrive is a pretty good plan.
Yeah, still. this is kind of risky, because I mean, I will not tell you, Alex, how many hit points Kegger has. I will simply tell you if and when Kegger shuts down.
That's fair.
And yeah, it might be a lot of health points. It might be not as many as you're expecting. And you might take an absolute wallop of a hit. You never know. But anyways, yeah, you're running up these fucking stairs, man. You see, clerics and paladins, literally, they don't even try to stop you. They're just running away at this point. As you all ascend the stairs to the top of the citadel, you finally reach the top, and you see, standing before you, are a contingent of approximately 12 clerics and paladins, along with Tamros and the Pontifex herself, sitting on the throne of Crestia.
Interesting.
I need everyone...
Who's up in initiative?
Yeah, we can keep... I need everyone to keep their same initiative. So...
Fuck yeah!
We're gonna...
No.
Start from the beginning.
We start at the anode.
Start at the anode. Electrons are lost. God damn it. I thought I forgot.
Goes that through the wire.
And sets the node on fire. I hate chemistry. I want to be on record. I fucking hate chemistry. I hate it.
It is now on record.
God damn it.
Let the jury know the defendant hates chemistry.
Stupid
objection.
What is your objection to that? What is your objection to my literal opinion about chemistry?
You're wrong.
Speak your mind, Lope. I'm wrong.
I don't like chemistry.
No, he's right. You're wrong.
What?
You're straight up wrong. Your opinion? Wrong.
I did.
I'm gonna drive to your
defendant.
House, Logan. I'm gonna beat your ass with a beaker. That's how much I hate chemistry.
Dog, I got a Nerf Tommy gun. Come at me.
I will destroy you in a Nerf war. I will get my revenge, Lopus.
Not what history says.
Sam, you should enroll in classes at MSU so I can teach you chemistry.
No, I don't want to learn chemistry. You can teach
That's
me
a, bad
a
idea.
Better cool thing. I don't know.
Archery.
Yeah, teach me how to be a bowman, Alex. Teach me archery.
Man, we really are actually... not mentally here.
No.
Sam, can I take a little bit of reins?
Of reins? Like, you want to describe
of
shit?
The reins.
You want to... What do you propose?
He wants to be the DM.
No, I don't. I just want to describe shit from Ogar's perspective as we run up the stairs.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Go for it, man.
We're charging up the stairs. Ogar will occasionally yell, get to think, make better life choices at paladins and clerics that we run past. We barge in, open the doors again, and I look at the pontifex on the throne. I'm like... You know that throne's meant for a dwarf? You look really fucking stupid right now.
That's how you're going to enter up? You know what? I don't care. Andy, you're up.
I would like to climb onto the shoulders of Kegger Ogar.
Kogger,
thank you, Kogger. And just give Kogger the help action. And I want to lean down and whisper into whatever I can like, find that would be an ear hole and just say, I knew you wouldn't leave me. Oh. And that'll be my turn.
I'm tearing up.
Yeah, that is.
I'm tearing up in the studio, guys. Fuck.
I know. I'm cute as fuck.
God damn it. Y'all gotta stop being so fucking cute. Yeah, you give him the help action. You're kind of riding Collier's shoulders, as it were. That is a diggity 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 Dane.
Can I get on Trevor's shoulders?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, you could certainly try.
Chicken.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, but
Dane and I are just gonna start punching each other.
Dane is not that acrobatic, so we'll have to see if he can even get
Dane,
up.
Dane, I need you to make an acrobatics check. This will be your action. I'm just telling you right now.
Okay.
This is your action.
Shit.
13.
Go ahead and make an athletics check, Trevor.
Oh my god, I'm gonna use the purple. 17.
Yeah, you're on his shoulders. Good fucking congratulations. You know what? That's way too mean to make that an action. That could be your bonus action, I guess. I'm feeling kind. That seemed like way too much time to waste just getting on somebody's shoulders. So you have an action.
Okay. Is the throne made out of metal?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yes! Yes!
Oh my god, yes!
Heat. Can I heat that bad bitch?
Well, you can't. You gotta get to the. It's a.
Oh, that's
it's
right.
A touch spell.
You have to climb down now.
Yeah, Trevor, straight up throw him.
Yeah, you know what? It is.
Wait, Sam. Sam, can he ready the action so that when it's my turn, I can move and throw?
Yes! That is for sure something you can do. Yeah. What the fuck? Trevor, you're up. Right after.
How far? Yep, how far am I from this throne?
Oh, shit. Wow.
You haven't described the room.
It's the same room. It was the same room you were in. Let me open my Roll 20 map real quick. Oh fuck. Because I got this all planned out, guys. I'm gonna probably cut this out. Maybe I won't. Maybe it'll be a funny little bit we got going on or something like that.
It shows the humanity, because usually I think Sam is a god. So this
I am
shows
no
his
god.
Humanity.
I am. Unless you're talking about the god of poop, because that's what I am. I'm the poop god.
Why? Why?
It actually in Discord says you are the Lord of Excrement.
Yes, that is my title.
I don't know.
You are... Oh, okay. It's a bit of a waste. You are about... I think that's 60 feet away from the throne.
Oh, that's easy.
Well, how far do you want to go?
Well, I have to get him there, don't I?
Yeah.
All
you're
the
gonna,
way
okay.
Hail Mary.
You're gonna you wanna throw him 60 feet? I'm gonna tell you right now, you can't. You cannot throw Dane 60 fucking feet.
Sam, I can still move.
Yeah, you can move. Yeah. Yeah, you can do that. If you okay.
My
guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, the Pontifex can just stand up.
I'm telling you. But the clerics and paladins are both very much Sean, you don't have heat metal anymore. You're not a forge cleric. Just reminding you of that fact that you can't do that anymore. Because
nix the whole idea. Goddamn.
Fucking...
Wait. Rewind. Can we go back to Sean readying an action that he can actually do?
Yeah, okay, we're gonna rewind because I just remembered Sean can't cast that spell.
Thank you for reminding me.
We need a little rewind sound here.
You have
hex. I was gonna use hex. Yeah.
What about Crown of Madness?
I like to imagine that as this pontifex, who looks like an adult sitting in an elementary school chair, is just kind of like patiently waiting for us to sort this shit out.
Yeah, no, most definitely. You guys definitely are like arguing between each other, and you. Who has good passive perception? I think Woggles has good passive perception.
I do.
No, you don't. Stop that.
No.
Sam, what is my passive perception? Because that's the only thing that I forgot to write down on this character sheet, and I've never figured it out.
It is 10 plus your perception modifier.
Perfect.
And you have a big one. You have a 15. And okay, Dana Wonkles, you hear the Pontifex mutter under her breath.
60.
You hear the Pontifex say, "Oh, these were the ones they sent to... Okay, nope, this is fine. It'll at least be easy this way. That's fine. I'm kind of insulted, oh, but...
Ma'am, just you wait until I know what I'm doing, you're done for."
Oh, fuck. Yeah, Sean, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm casting Hex.
Okay,
well, are you readying it? What is Hex, is Hex touching or no?
No.
No, that one just happens, yeah. Right?
Does that just happen? Holy shit.
It's like Hunter's Mark, but Warlock.
Yeah. Damn, that's good. Okay, that is a bonus action, so yeah, that's fine.
Well, now that he's not... he's not... Why is he on me?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'll get off you.
Fine, that's your movement. You got on him with your action. You casted Hex from on top of him, and then you got off of him.
We're doing great, guys. And we're doing great.
The fucking the Pontifex now has this... What does your Hex look like, Dane?
It's kind of like what the astral plane kind of looked like. It's like that type of vibe.
Oh, so she kind of looks like you're looking at her through those 3D glasses or whatever? Kind of a weird kind
of... Yeah.
Oh, that is cool. Yeah. It looks pretty sweet, not gonna lie. All right. We move on now to the clerics and paladins.
Wait, but I didn't, like, finish my turn.
You gotta go. I forgot. Sean absolutely, totally forgetting his fucking spells.
How many, clerics and paladins are chilling in here?
Not yet, at least. So there are 12 clerics and paladins.
That is a lot more than last time.
Yeah, and then Tamros is also here.
Don't care. Let him know.
You just tell him you don't care that he's there.
Let him know.
Okay. Well, you can do
don't
that.
Don't care.
You could tell him you don't care he's here. just.
I don't care. I don't care that you're here.
I don't remember you talking like that at all, but okay.
Trevor, are you congested?
Who's Nick? The accent is when I'm congested.
I'm so sorry for any of the listeners who thought this was going to be a serious episode. Sorry.
There's something in my nose.
Sorry.
We had a serious episode like 2 episodes ago. We got to be silly for the next like 5.
We did, and plus the one with Augur is entirely serious. So we got this, guys. We're bowling. We're doing great.
We're bowling. Cute person juice.
We're vibing.
Okay.
Let me decide what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
Who is closest to us?
That would be... there's like this lot... So Tamros is behind this line of clerics and paladins. Tamros is clearly trying to like protect the Pontifex.
I would like to protect my brother, so I ready my attack.
Okay. Yeah. You ready an attack?
And I also drink some cute person juice to fix my accent.
Yeah, you're back. Boom. Accent gone, baby.
Good. I didn't know how to keep that. I think I swapped between 10 different
accents. Yeah, you went from like Adam Sandler's Count Dracula to like Italian kind of.
These are really nice earbuds, so I can't even hear myself. Which makes
it sounds
difficult.
So funny. Trust me.